Welcome to the Luxury Travel Podcast, where you'll discover information on luxury travel right around the world and hear amazing stories, tips, and secrets from experts and luxury world travelers. Please fasten your seatbelt low and tight and remain seated for the show. Now here's your luxury travel captain, Alan Suss.
Welcome everyone. This is Alan Suss from Travel Managers Australia, the cruise expert, speaking today with David Craven, Key Account Manager for Princess Cruises. You're all in for a treat today. Hello, David. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Alan, how are you?
Good. Thank you very much for coming on board and with this podcast. Perhaps to start off with, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into travel.
Okay. Of course. Firstly, thank you so much for having me on board today and just sharing my insights about Princess and ocean cruising. So I started my venture just shy of 10 years ago, as I used to work on board Princess ship within the entertainment department, climbing my ranks up to assistant and acting deputy cruise director. So kind of hosting all the fun activities throughout the day and then hosting the evening activities and compare and things like that. After 4.5 years on board, I met my beautiful wife working on board the Sapphire Princess, and we decided to come away from ship and settle down on Terra Firma. So we chose here in beautiful Australia. I'm now part of the shoreside team, supporting all of our trade partners as we promote and spread the word of Princess Cruises.
Thank you. I thought I'd switched all my phones off and somehow they're operating. Don't understand it. Technology defeats me sometimes. So you're definitely an expert on cruising from both being working on the ship and also from the job that you're doing today.
Hopefully I know a few things about Princess. Fingers crossed.
I'm sure you do. Firstly, let's talk about the difference between an expedition style experience and a princess experience in the region. In Antarctica?
Yeah, so a couple of years we announced that we returned our deployment to beautiful Antarctica. Now, obviously, when a lot of people think about sailing down to Antarctica, expedition style experiences first come to mind. So these smaller vessels have zodiacs on board, allowing guests to actually land physically on Antarctica to, you know, take pictures of the wildlife there. And even some cruise lines offer an experience where you can sleep overnight in Antarctica as well as part of the onboard experience. I've got friends who've done that and they said, I'm glad that I did it, but I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. They said it was absolutely freaking and awful and worst night's sleep they've ever had. Now, because we're not an expedition style cruise line, you can't actually physically land on Antarctica during our Antarctic voyages. We will be right in the heart of that Antarctic Peninsula. So you'll find yourself sailing past Elephant Island, through the Antarctic Sound, Deception Island, and all those different kind of locations. But you won't have the opportunity to physically land on Antarctica. But what we do offer is more of a cruise experience. So instead of just nipping down from Ushuaia in and out of Antarctica, we depart from either Santiago from Chile or from Buenos Aires in Argentina. So you actually get to explore more of South America as part of your Antarctic experience. And also, because the Sapphire Princess is an ocean vessel, it takes an awful lot more motion from the ocean to move her around. She's designed to transit, you know, kind of big waves and big expanses of water. So those expedition-style vessels are a little bit smaller, typically anywhere between 50 to, say, 200 passengers on board, whereas the Sapphire Princess, she can hold 2,500 guests. Which is 115,000 gross tons. So the actual onboard experience will be much, much calmer. With that being said, we will have naturalists on board. We'll have those specialists being able to give insight to the wildlife, to the history of the region and all those different kind of things. And the entire experience is designed to be culturally immersive. So we'll have locally sourced dishes from South America. We'll have locally sourced wines and things like that. Expect, you know, feijoada from Brazil, Argentinian tango performances in the piazza, all those different kind of things. So you do really get a cultural and educational experience on board.
Fantastic. And I also imagine that when you're on the ship, even though you don't necessarily step foot on the land, there's a lot of things happening within the sea itself. I imagine with a lot of whales and other big fish that might be on a big mammals rather that might be in the water. So there's certainly 100%. a lot of stuff like that.
Most definitely. We actually dock in Port Stanley in the Falkland Islands. Now, in the Falkland Islands, you actually get the largest colony of penguins in the region. So you do actually get a chance to be on land, to get up close and personal with those penguins, get your pictures and things like that. And when we're sailing through Antarctica, we are right in the heart of it. We're right up close next to these glaciers. You will get that awe-inspiring experience, albeit you just won't be able to physically stand on Antarctica. But I suppose with that being said as well, the price difference. When you look at the price of a princess cruise in this region compared to an expedition-style ship, I suppose that expedition Antarctic cruise isn't necessarily available to everyone. They are definitely considerably more expensive than a princess cruise in the region. So,
yes, the cost of where you can pay $50,000 for a cabin per person to go and stand on the ice, as against doing or making a cruise with Princess, which is costing you almost, look, 1/10 of that. I mean, it's just the price difference is amazing.
That's exactly it. I mean, so many people are desperate to get to this region and explore it, but when you do see the price of some of these expedition-style cruises, it's definitely not available to everyone. It's definitely out of my price range, unfortunately. So this is a really good option for those who still are desperate to explore this part of the world, but don't necessarily have, the 5- and 6-figure numbers that you would may need to pay for an expedition-style experience.
Yes, it's certainly, the price point is certainly available for many people. And considering it's a 16-day cruise with all your meals, entertainment, everything else that goes with the cruise, so it's fabulous value. But of course, it's, as you point out, it's not for everybody, but for many people, it's an opportunity for them to go down to Antarctica without having to pay those paying $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 for a cabin on an expedition ship.
Most definitely. And one of my favourite parts about the cruise that we offer down to Antarctica is we offer something called a cruise tour as well. So a lot of people venture into this part of the world may never have kind of worked their way through South America. And if you are travelling all that way from Australia or New Zealand, you definitely want to get the most out of your experience. You know, you've got places like Machu Picchu, you've got Iguazu Falls, you've got Rio and all these different destinations. So what we also offer pre or post cruise is something called a cruise tour, where we will escort you. You'll actually have an opportunity. So if you're doing the land portion before your cruise, you can literally leave your big bag and you won't see your big bag until you come on board. Just take a smaller bag through the land portion or vice versa. At the end of the cruise, leave your big bag, take your smaller bag, and you won't see your big bag until you get to the airport. But we offer an Iguazu. It's really, really well taken care of. We'll get you right into the heart of either the Iguazu Falls or Machu Picchu. So if you're doing the Iguazu Falls, you have 2 nights in Rio. Then you actually head over to Iguazu Falls. All of this includes flights and things like that. We'll have 2 nights in Iguazu Falls and then finish it up with a night in Buenos Aires. You can enjoy the fantastic steaks and Argentinian tango down there. Alternatively, if you are starting or finishing in Santiago on the west coast of South America, then we offer something called a Machu Picchu Explorer. So this is going to give you 1 night in Lima, then 2 nights in the Sacred Valley, 1 night in Machu Picchu, a night in Cusco, and then you have 1 night in Santiago. So we can actually escort you through these two iconic destinations whilst also then including that Antarctic cruise. So this now then becomes, the ultimate trip of a lifetime to see these incredible destinations.
Yeah, that is quite fantastic. But can you combine the two trips themselves, Iguazu Falls, Rio, and also going across to having a look at the ruins and all in Chile?
Do Machu Picchu. So the way our reservation system is built, you can only do one, unfortunately. So you can either do Machu Picchu or you can do Iguazu Falls.
All right. If you were going to join the ship in Chile, are you able to do Machu Picchu at the beginning?
Correct. Yeah. So you could start to do Machu Picchu and come on board.
And when you finish it in Buenos Aires, are you then able to go to Iguazu?
That's correct. So you can do the land portion before or after the cruise, so it's nice and flexible for our guests.
Now, you could do both of them, just one before and one after.
You can't do them both, unfortunately. It's just the way our reservation system is built. You can only do one cruise tour.
Oh, really?
Okay. I've had that question before. I wish we could, but it's just simply a reservation system block. But yes, unfortunately, you'd have to choose either or. It doesn't mean that you couldn't necessarily add the other one in. you know, kind of through a land-based operator. But, yeah, if you're booking it through Princess, there's only one land portion that you can add to your cruise, yeah.
So if somebody asks me to set it up for them, I can do that. So that can be sorted out, yeah.
Of course, 100%.
Yeah, of course. Okay, we have really come to the end, believe it or not, of our short podcast, and it's unbelievable how quickly the time moves along. But then that's the way it will happen. Anyway, today I want to thank David Craven for joining me in a podcast. This is Alan Suss from Travel Manager Australia, cruise expert. If you have any questions on cruising with Princess to Antarctica, send the questions to me at alan.suss@travelmanagers.com.au. Also, if you need an experienced travel agent to help you with the next cruise, call or email me. Today I want to thank David Craven, Key Account Manager for Princess Cruises, for joining me in the podcast today. This is Alan Suss from Travel Managers Australia, the cruise expert, until the next podcast. Thank you, David.
Thank you so much.
I hope that you have enjoyed listening to my special guest today. Travelling and need an experienced travel agent to help you book your trip? Call me directly on 0433-203-713. And, as always, be on the lookout for our next Luxury Travel Podcast episode. This is Alan Suss of Travel Managers Australia, wishing you a wonderful day.